Exercise 4, page 66. Recording 1.
So, Sandra, tell me about your teaching placement.
It was great. I really enjoyed my time in the school. The children in my classes were so enthusiastic and eager to learn, and I never had an issue with discipline.
I'm glad to hear it. Did you have any problems while you were there?
Not really, although I didn't realize how much paperwork was involved in managing a class. I had some trouble staying on top of it, especially in the beginning.
Recording 2.
I always thought I'd grow up and become a chef, just like my father. I was inspired by how happy people were when they tasted his food. Unfortunately, it turns out I have no talent for cooking. No matter how much my dad tried to teach me, I would burn everything. Luckily, I was good at science and maths. I'm now studying medicine at university and am really enjoying it. The only problem is that the tuition fees are very expensive. In order to pay for them, I serve tables at my dad's restaurant. He won't let me anywhere near the kitchen, though.
Recording 3.
James Joyce is a unique kind of writer. He's most famous for his novel Ulysses, which is over 600 pages long. The amazing thing about Ulysses is that the entire story takes place in one day. Joyce describes absolutely everything the main character does, sees, or thinks. As a result, some people find his writing too difficult to read. Despite this, Joyce is undoubtedly one of the most influential writers that ever lived.
Recording 4.
Well, basically, eLecture is a program that allows universities to broadcast lectures on the internet. This major innovation has received both criticism and praise. Critics argue that it encourages students to be lazy, since they no longer need to attend university to earn their degree. However, students say that eLecture helps them to learn because they can re-watch lectures as many times as they need. They believe that alternative methods of learning are a good thing, and people shouldn't dismiss the eLecture program before they've even tried it.
Recording 5.
Have you always wanted to become a photographer?
Well, when I was younger, it was my dream job. But I actually went to university to study journalism. One day, a fellow student asked me to take photos while he conducted an interview. I really needed the extra cash, so I thought, why not?
So you dropped journalism and moved on to photography right there and then?
No, I was too stubborn for that. While photography seemed to come more naturally to me, I actually finished my degree in journalism. It was only after I graduated from university that I fully realized my gift for photography. It's strange how things work out, isn't it?
Recording 6.
While I was traveling in India, I decided to go up to a mountain village. I hired a taxi, but at the foot of the mountain, a massive landslide forced me to hike instead. It took all day, but the view was well worth the trouble. It was really breathtaking. After all my effort, I decided to stay in the village for a few days. Boy, am I glad I did. The villagers were so welcoming, and it ended up being the highlight of my trip.